The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in hour number three. Think of it. Imagine that with some reverb. Three. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. That gets you into the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. Now I'm going to check something real quick just because. Well, because I'm getting indications that they have taken down once again Hickok 45's YouTube page, which, let me just do that real quick search. You will be so kind. There we go. Hickok 45 channel. Well, where? Okay. all of this is 2 days ago. Where's the actual channel? Okay. Let's just take that down and just do this. We will keep looking. What I'm going to do, somebody in the chat room go looking for Hickok 45 on YouTube, because I can't keep searching while I'm on the air. Somebody go in there and go into YouTube and look for Hickok 45's channel. Let's see if his channel has been terminated, because I have a tale for you that we're going to go into, since just on the off chance this is possibly the case. This is a tale of two Facebook pages. Okay? Two Facebook pages. A Facebook experiment was put in place to see what would happen based upon their community standard rules. Facebook makes decisions that are extremely biased regarding material they allow and material they remove. There's a lot of people with gun-related Facebook pages that have had them taken down. So the Israel Law Center, for all of you that are Zionists out there, they decided to conduct a test to prove the point. On December 28th, the ILC opened two inciting Facebook pages that mirrored each other in sentiment, with just one difference between them. One page was against Palestinians, the other page was against Israeli/Jews. The next day, the ILC started to simultaneously upload inciting posts, with the only difference between them being the target of the incitement. After several posts, the ILC increased the level of incitement, calling for death to Jews on one page, death to Arabs on the other. They continued to upload incendiary posts simultaneously on each page with identical verbiage except for the targets. Then, ILC reported both pages to Facebook. The result: Facebook closed the anti-Palestinian page, writing, "We reviewed the page you reported for containing credible threat of violence and found it violates our community standards." The page inciting violence against Jews was not closed by Facebook, who stated that it was not in violation of their rules. Same content, two dramatically different results. So apparently, depending on who you're talking to at any given time, that which is okay, they're saying that Hickok 45's YouTube page has been terminated. 1.8 million subscribers. Do you know what that translates into in money? And and that's the thing, because when I was talking with Tim Harmson about this yesterday, I was saying that, hey, he's not going to change his channel. So there's two things at play there. There's two things at play with any of these things that we become dependent upon, okay? Everybody likes Facebook. Facebook is the way people like to stay in contact with each other, in touch with each other. I don't like Facebook so much. I try to get people to actually talk to me on the phone. Give me their number. Let me talk to them on the phone. Let me do things with them on the phone. I do have a website, lockandloadradio.com. I also have a Facebook page for the show, Lock and Load Radio. Now, at any given moment, I try to get likes for that page. For the Lock and Load Radio page, because that's a marketing thing. And I'm trying to get my 5,000 friends just so I can say I have 5,000 friends on Facebook. At any given moment, that which they have given me, they can take away. They can make me go away. Now, I will still exist because I have podcasts up on the air. I will exist into perpetuity as long as there is a way to get digital information. I am, for lack of a better word, I have immortalized myself. But the same thing can happen with Facebook. The same thing can happen with YouTube. The same thing can happen with any of these internet sensation sites. Now, are there other video sites? Oh, yes, to be sure. There's Vimeo. Vimeo is an alternative site to go to. And actually, Vimeo, you can pay. You can pay to increase whatever you do on Vimeo. And the thing about paying for something like that is that means it's yours. They can't take it from you unless they give your money back. And nobody ever wants to give you your money back. Ever. Ever. They might not take it again after a certain point, but they don't want to ever give it back. So here we are. We have Hickok 45, who is about the nicest guy you'd ever talk to. I mean, he's been on the show many times. He's a good friend of the show. His YouTube page has been taken down. For what reason? Who knows? I mean, when you look at his channel, this is his channel. He starts out shooting a gun, whatever gun he's going to review. Then he talks about the gun. Then he pulls the gun apart. He shows you the magazine. Shows you the size. He talks about it a little bit. And he does just a very basic breakdown of the gun. Then he puts the gun back together, loads it up, and starts shooting with it. And he spends 15, 20 minutes doing it, and people love that. They love Hickok because Hickok's a nice guy. He's a genuine guy. He's not out there. There's nothing wrong with these guys that are out there now, but the ones that are out there doing the operator tactical thing, he's not one of them. Okay, he was there before they were. He is the precursor to them. He's the one that has made, he was there before most of your bigger people were. So, but right now, there's people like Such00, who I know, Tim Harmson, Military Arms Channel, who I know, and now, Tim is smart enough to have gotten out there and started his fallback. He started Full 30, Full30.com, and he's trying to get all of the big YouTubers there. Hickok is not there, okay? I suspect he will be going there, because I know he and Tim talked yesterday, and he needs to get over there. And I'll just say it right now, anybody that was watching Hickok 45, I would be looking for Full30.com to see if he's going to get there. And he's got, gosh, how many videos has he got over there? How many videos is he going to have to upload over there? I don't know how that would work. I don't remember how many he had. I have done, with my YouTube account, which is dismal. Dismal my YouTube account is. I have put up in excess of 600 videos, most of them being streams of the show, which I don't even understand why you guys like them, to be honest with you. The lighting is horrible right now. I look like I've got radiation sickness. I'm glowing like white. Anyway. All right. That which is given, they will take away first chance they get. Remember that. We'll be right back. education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. What would you call a gun shop that's sought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, coming back in. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This is Lock and Load. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. We continue to get some more detailed information coming out of, you can either call it Cologne, Germany, or the war zone that they had there during New Year's Eve. When thousands of imports from Islamic lands threw bottles and fireworks into crowds and at the police, as well as molested, raped, attacked, robbed, knifed, spat, defecated, urinated, vomited, ranted, and raved as they turned an area of a beautiful city into a site of utter barbarism. Other cities in Germany experienced similar violence on New Year's Eve, which is only now beginning to be reported. One victim had a firecracker shoved into the hood of her jacket. When she tried to get it out, it fell into her jacket, causing serious burns across one shoulder when it went splody. Dozens, and most likely hundreds, of women were subjected to all manner of physical, sexual, and verbal assault. Authorities now believe that many of the attacks were coordinated by men traveling in gangs of 30 to 40, surrounding women to make escape impossible and then victimizing them. Frantic women were forced to run a gauntlet through a mass of thousands of men, hunting them down, groping their breasts, between their legs, stripping their clothes off, spitting on them, cursing at them, and raping every available orifice. Where were the cops? Reports on the police response run the gamut from responding to a riot while coming under direct attack to victims saying the police were of no help to police cover-ups. Initially, it appears that the police hid the truth from the public when, on New Year's Day, they announced that the festivities from the night before had been peaceful with a jolly atmosphere. But as victims came forward with reports of rape and robbery, and as protesters took to the streets to register their anger at the alleged inaction by the authorities, the truth and the scope of what unfolded began to leak out. When the police chief was asked why the police department claimed that things on New Year's Eve were calm, he said, "That was wrong. For this, we apologize." Meanwhile, the Daily Mail reports that the perpetrators taunted the police, claiming they were untouchable, and insisted that the police be nice to them. At least one New Year's Eve jihadist told the police, "I am Syrian. I must be handled in a friendly manner. Miss Merkel invited me here." Many tore up their temporary residency permits, threw them at the police, and announced they'd have new ones in the morning. When bottles and fireworks being thrown at members of law enforcement, the police decided the best strategy was to disperse the crowd, noting that crowd size made it impossible to identify attackers and make arrests. But even after the crowd was dispersed, attacks continued, and the mob ran into the railway station where platforms were jammed with people, and as railway cars arrived covered with feces, urine, vomit, and people who had collapsed unconscious. One German man who witnessed the chaos from his vantage point at a luxury hotel where he worked stated that violence began with a serious stabbing that left the victim in critical condition and that things escalated from there. These people that we welcomed just 3 months ago with teddy bears and water bottles at the Munich main railway station started shooting at the police, which then had to come equipped with helmets onto the dome platform to break that potential for violence. What were they shooting? Well-seasoned police officers then confessed to me that they never saw anything like this in their entire life. They called it, quote, a civil war-like situation, and no press coverage about it whatsoever. The gentleman, who appeared to be a bouncer from a hotel, at the hotel, described women coming up to him all evening, shivering, terrified, asking if they could just stand near him so he could look after them. And eventually he was attacked as well. He described how perpetrators jumped on the heads of victims who were already lying on the ground as he reflected on his prior impressions of the immigration issue and right-wing propaganda that now seemed to be corrected after his confrontation with reality. Oh, gosh. He also discussed police ineptitude, describing how constraining attackers proved useless since there were no transports to take them to jail, and there were no jail cells available since they were filled to capacity. To make room for the next bunch of savages, they released those who had been rounded up earlier, who then resumed their violent behavior. But not before spitting on police cars and screaming, "F the police." One police officer said he hadn't seen anything like it in nearly 30 years and was struck by the high number of migrants and level of disrespect toward police officers. Medical teams working that night confirmed that the mob comprised asylum seekers, and victims also corroborated that perpetrators were migrants. Germany. I was there for 3 years. I love Germany. Germany doesn't look anything like what I left. It doesn't look anything at all like the way I left it. Unless something changes, and I mean like tomorrow, it won't ever look like that again. In the chat room, so I've been wondering, in America, this is coming from Keener, cop shoots kid that pulls real-looking fake gun. We debate on charging the cop. Will they charge a cop for shooting that self-proclaimed ISIS terrorist that was running around with a butcher knife and real-looking fake bomb? I would hope not. I would hope not. Look, here's the thing. Suicide by a cop, I don't even know how you even measure that. How do you deal with Islam? Daisy cutter. I like it. here's from the religion of love, okay? You have an Islamic State fighter in his 20s. You have his mother in her 40s. She warned her son that a U.S.-backed alliance would wipe out the Islamic State and take him with them and kill him. And she wanted him to quit, and she told him to quit. He informed the group of her comments. The group then got her and made the 20-year-old man execute his mother this past Wednesday near the post office building where she worked in front of hundreds of people in Raqqa, which is their main base in Syria. On December 29th, the Observatory reported that the Islamic State has executed more than 2,000 Syrian civilians in the 18 months since it declared its caliphate over the territory it controls in Syria and Iraq. They included people killed on the grounds of homosexuality, practicing magic, and apostasy. Go look at your child, if you have one, and imagine somebody telling him to kill you, and imagine him or her looking at you, getting ready to kill you. And that is the madness that is Islam. This is a society that cannot allow any questioning. There can be no doubts that seep into the body politic. Children are turned into informants. Matricide is encouraged. It keeps a lid on dissent. You would think that would be sort of counterproductive, but it also generates a whole lot of fear. In the Soviet Union, children were encouraged to rat out their parents and rewarded for it. The East German Stasi, which were the secret police there, routinely used children to inform on their parents and relatives. Children will make the turn. Children will make the turn if put in a bad position. We will be right back. Looking for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solution. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Take this in a different direction now. We're going to play a little devil's advocate. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. We're going, well, first of all, this is not something that came out of my mind. I'm just not that twisted enough to do it. This comes from the mind of New York Times writer Thomas Friedman. Oh, he's so smart looking. He's a little ad hominem. He gets out there and he talks about Donald Trump's campaign for president being like Twitter. And he talks that he's been a bit of an innovator for his willingness to rhetorically combine positions from the isolationist right, the far right, the center left. That's what he's saying. So he says that if he were going to run for president, he would run as an extremist. Not just as a centrist or a libertarian extremist, not as a liberal extremist, mind you, a combination of extremism. He thinks he could actually make America great again. It would combine the best ideas of the extreme left and the extreme right, which I don't even know what he considers to be a good idea from the extreme right. Thinks it's too soon for that this year, but he thinks 2020 could be the year. After more extreme weather, after machines replace more middle-class jobs, after more mass shootings, and after much more global disorder, voters will realize that our stale left-right parties can't produce the needed answers of our post-industrial era. What is going to happen after the... Are we not going to be building things in 2020? I don't even know what that means, Big Paul. You'll have to tell me later. So, he thinks it's time for nonpartisan extremists. He wants this. This is his platform. This would be his platform. Combining the following. A single-payer universal health care system. If it can work in Canada, Australia, Sweden, and provide generally better health outcomes at lower prices, it can work for us and get U.S. companies out of the health care business. Now, we're not talking about what they would do when they lost their jobs or when we took the industry away from them. We're just talking about getting them out of it. He wants to expand the earned income tax credit for top-up wages for low-income workers and introduction of a negative income tax to ensure a government-guaranteed income floor for every American. In an age when machines are gobbling low-skilled jobs, we'll need both. So far, I'm not hearing anything that seems anywhere to my right side. He continues, Common Core education standards as the law of the land to raise education benchmarks across the country, so high school graduates meet the higher skill levels that good jobs will increasingly demand. But those higher standards should be phased in with funding to enable every teacher to have the professional development time to learn the new curriculum those standards require and to buy the materials needed to teach it. Actually, that's not true. There's already plenty of places that will teach you this stuff. It's called college, and it's a different kind of college, like SDI, where you can learn how to be a gunsmith, and you don't have to go to school, and you're paying a fraction. He wants to control low-skilled immigration while removing all limits to H-1B visas for foreign high-skilled knowledge workers and doubling the research funding for our national labs and institutes of health to drive basic research. Nothing would spin off more new good jobs and industries in that accommodation. All the while, not talking about the debt at all. Not talking about the $20 trillion in debt. Newly accelerated tax incentives and elimination of all regulatory barriers to rapidly scale up deployment of super-fast bandwidth for both wireline and wireless networks to ensure that next-generation Internet services are developed in America. Borrowing $100 billion at today's super-low government interest rates to upgrade our ports, airports, and grids to create jobs. Bans on the manufacture and sale of all semi-automatic and other military-style guns the government offers to buy back any rifle or pistol in circulation. It won't solve the problem, but Australia proved that such programs can help reduce gun deaths, really. He hasn't been doing his research. To pay for all this, a phased-in innovation and tax agenda that incentivizes startups and hiring. That means slash all corporate taxes, income taxes, personal deductions, and corporate subsidies, and replace them with, wait on it, a carbon tax, a value-added consumption tax, a VAT, except on groceries and other necessities, a tax on bullets, and a tax on all sugary drinks, with offsets for the lowest income earners. He says we need a tax system that shrinks what we don't want, carbon, sugar, and bullets, and incentivizes what we need. If we slash corporate taxes, many more companies will want to locate here, and the ones domiciled here will have the incentive to bring home foreign profits and plow them into research and new business lines. An independent commission appointed to review Dodd-Frank and Sarbanes-Oxley to determine which, if any, of their provisions are needlessly making it harder for entrepreneurs to raise capital and start business. Copy Britain, strictly limit national political campaign spending and the length of the campaign for a period of a few months. Increased military spending and ensuring that our intelligence services have all the legally monitored latitude they need to confront today's cyber-enabled terrorists, because there's one more, if there's one more 9/11, many voters will be ready to throw out all civil liberties. And with the world cleaving into zones of order and disorder, we'll need to project more power to protect the former and stabilize the latter. So, he's saying he wants to do something with a combination of extreme right and extreme left. Did anybody hear anything from the extreme right at all? Did anybody hear anything? Well. When we get, you know what, I don't know. Let me look at what else. Let me look at what else we got here before I give you the tease. Oh, yeah. Coming up on the next break, when we get back, we're going to talk about what the media suggests, that we should have to see Obama. We've already heard a little bit of it, but Obama didn't go far enough, no. No, we didn't. So we're going to listen to what the media suggests, which their very nice suggestions are Insane. At best. They're very nice. Suggestions are insane. While I'm thinking about it, I got asked this the other day by Vanessa Mertulis, or Bertulis. But Vanessa, if you're listening, this is where it goes. I keep getting asked by certain people in Google Plus, in that chat room, or that are watching that feed, where the chat room is that I talk about. That is at lockandloadradio.com. Lockandloadradio.com. All one word, except for the .com part. Click listen live and you're in the chat room. And room for everybody. And you could be in here. The reason I know that there's a way to interact with you. And to be honest with you, I don't know what it is. I don't know how you do it. I've tried. I can see the things. I can pop it up there and it'll say, let's see, what have I got right here? I got chat, which chat is not really chat because it doesn't show me anybody in there. It doesn't show me anybody in there. So, I you know, and I see there's 15 people in there. Screen share, who would I share it with? Showcase, Q&A, which when I do that, it says this feature is disabled. gosh, let's click out of that then. Then I've got cameraman, which I don't need to mess with. Control room, which I don't need to mess with. YouTube, and I don't have any apps on it. So, I don't know how to interact with you. Come to the chat room, lockandloadradio.com. Join us there. Be one of the ninjas. Let's see. Keener, don't go anywhere. When we get back, we're going to get you initiated since you're in there. We will be right back.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house?
Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
All right, this is the last time on the firing line. We got to do a little bit of admin here as soon as we figure this out. We have two new initiates that are coming up, maybe three. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, if you choose to get in, and the remaining time we have is 877-807-4048. We're going to, Liberal Mama, I'm going to throw you in there. If you're not... If you're here and you're actually liberal and everything, you're not going to want to do this, but that's okay because you came in here of your own free will, and, you know, now guess what? Okay, you're a gun owner? Okay. Well, I didn't exactly empty it, but anyway, here we go. Keener, Liberal Mama, Vanessa. You've chosen to engage. You've chosen to be actively civic. You're very civic-minded. You've chosen to declare the utter self-reliance of carrying a gun, of walking around. You are the modern-day equivalent of the Shaolin priest, the modern pacifist. You keep close at hand both the option to walk in peace and, if necessary, to unleash hell. This is the modern equivalent, and this is what makes you worthy. Not everybody will do this. Not everybody can do this. Because you have chosen to walk this lonely route, you deserve recognition. Therefore, let it be known. You are lock and load ninjas. When looked for, you cannot be found. When felt, touched for, you cannot be felt. When listened for, you cannot be heard. Silent. Always dangerous, always deadly, always aware. Welcome to your world. I have to do this every time somebody new comes in the chat room. the ninja initiates. Mainstream media got out there and they looked at what El Presidente has put together, and they have decided that they need to help them out. Now, remember, I talked about the Baltimore writer who thinks that there should be a list, a searchable list online, just like a sexual predators list, so that all of the gun owners out there can be listed so she can find out in case one of the children, one of the little playmates wants to introduce her child to a gun. So she thinks there should be something like that out there. Let me tell you some other things, you know, just besides the helicopter moms, you know. You know, does anybody let their children go into a house that they don't know about? Nowadays, do we do that? Is that happening? She thinks what happened in Rochester was a good idea, but back in the 1970s, one of the other things they want to do is that the Consumer Product Safety Commission, they decided, or at least in 1974, they made clear their belief that the agency could probably regulate ammunition, and a court agreed. And then a very frightened Congress, which I don't know why they would be frightened, I would be coming down on these guys with a ton of bricks. They passed laws making it impossible even to try. They believe now's the time for the president to begin to push to correct that mistake. Do I say this swayed by all of the horrific mass shootings that we have seen in the past few years? Only in part. These are the tragic visible tip of an iceberg. While mass shootings attract headlines in our grief, bigger problems with guns often go unnoticed. The hundreds killed annually in intimate partner violence. Those killed by kids too young to know what pulling a trigger can do. The 21,000 Americans who commit suicide with a firearm each year. I admire the president for doing what he did this week, but the chance of achieving even a small reduction in this carnage through executive action is, well, small. And the chance of getting more effective gun control measures through Congress this year is about zero. I sincerely doubt that Congress was actually frightened in 1974. Like I said, Congress could change a whole bunch of things. Congress could ride right now to the Supreme Court and say, you don't have jurisdiction. So don't do that. The Supreme Court is not the biggest, most... They're an equal part. They're one-third of the partnership of the checks and balances. Judiciary, legislative, executive. Okay? No one is stronger than the other. Now, coming from Ann Brown, who's the Consumer Product Safety Commission chair. When asked how an ammunition control would work, she explains, this is the Consumer Product Safety Commission under Republican and Democratic presidents. The commission has worked with manufacturers to create flexible guidelines for all kinds of hazardous products. It didn't ban cribs, walkers, toasters, or paint. It worked out ways to address what made them dangerous and saved children in the process. The same flexible approach can work with ammunition. When someone who may be dangerous is prevented from buying ammunition, any gun he has hidden becomes like a car without gas, a useless hunk of metal. There are many ways to move ahead. We could license ammunition purchases like drivers, ban online purchases, and mandate background checks for buyers. If that sounds familiar, it should. That's what's happening now with guns. Has that solved the problem of humans using tools to, create violence? No? Are you kidding me? Sounds so foolproof. And the CPSC most certainly does ban certain kinds of cribs and toasters and paint, but it doesn't regulate how much of an approved product people can buy. The FDA and DEA actually does that with cold medicines like Sudafed to prevent the operation of meth labs. How well has that worked out? How well is that prohibition on making meth working out? Don't worry about it, Keener. Sometimes you're being nice when they can hear you coming. Then, then of course, there's the whole thing about taking quote-unquote assault weapons and making sure they have to be stored at a range. Leave single-shot rifles alone, leave most handguns alone, leave laws on background checks and waiting periods alone. Instead, focus only on assault weapons. Define them to include all automatic and semi-automatic rifles, as well as high-capacity magazines. Then increase the number of bullets can be fired by rifles and handguns without reloading. But don't try to outlaw them, as the now-expired 1994 federal assault weapons ban did with some semi-automatic rifles. Simply require that they be purchased, stored, and used only at licensed dealers and shooting ranges. Unfortunately for you, what is this pilgrim's name? Damon Linker. Damon, you're an idiot. I don't know which world you guys, I don't know which world any of you think you live in. Most of you don't know anything about a gun, do you? You've never owned a gun. You've never fired a gun. Have you ever even seen a real gun? I'm not talking about an holster on a cop that you were sneering at on some street corner. Have you ever fired a gun? You ever been under the weapon, been under the weapon as a military member? So. I'm really getting sort of tired of some of these stupid gun control propositions simply because of how stupid they are. They have no idea what they're talking about. They'll get out there and they call it multi-automatic rounds or some such nonsense. Even if every rifle homicide in 2014 was a result of an AR-15 and the AR-15 was the only semi-automatic rifle in existence, those homicides would have represented 0.0075% of all AR-15s. So why should 99.9925% of owners of the AR-15 be forced to have their property stored outside of their home on the off chance that 0.0075% of people might use one in a crime? And where would Linker suggest doing to ensure that any owners of AR-15s are in compliance? Are we going to start going door to door, Linker? Are you going to go ahead and play it up and come to my door and kick it in and try to take my stuff? How are you going to keep me safe when you're trying to kill me? And what makes you think that you're actually going to succeed at that? First week back has been a good one. Thank you very much. Monday, we will be back at it again. Try to smooth things out, make it a little more smooth, a little more even. Remember this as you go through the weekend. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Friday. This has been Locked.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.